What was on your heart today to share, Malika, that God have given you?
I was preaching in Matthew chapter 15, and from 21 to 28. And I was talking about that worship leads to miracles. When we worship Jesus, when we worship God, automatically miracles come in. And verse 25, the Bible says, then the woman worshipped Jesus, and he cried unto God, and God, Jesus, heard his prayer. Jesus himself had to answer the desires, to give the desires of this woman, because this woman had a big problem of the daughter who was possessed with demons. And so I was speaking more about the obedience in worshiping God in truth, in the spirit and truth. So amazingly, God's grace was so much, and people were so touched, and people were crying, were calling upon God, oh God, have mercy upon me. So give all glory to God for whatever work he has done for his glory.
Yeah, that's, but I think that's a very important thing that you were talking about today. This about praising the Lord and worship.
You know, Axel, what I've come to know is that we pray so much, we preach the word, we read the word, but we forget the main motive why God created man in his own image. We forget it. And we find out that the main motive was God to see man worshiping him in truth. So you find that when we worship God in truth, it is very easy, it is really very easy, God himself to answer you in Jesus' name. And I give an example of a man proposing to marry a woman. A man speaks good, sweet words to the woman. And automatically the woman, because of big words, you are beautiful, you are so good, you are more than other women. So when those words, sweet words come to her ears automatically, she can allow and say, no, let me marry this man because he loves me and he's speaking good words of worship to me. And I was telling the people at church that please, if we can do that to the woman or to the man, who can disappoint you anytime, what about we to God? We have to really do what God tells us to do through the worship. So it's a really amazing that God is calling us to worship in truth and spirit. And so that's what I was trying to speak about today. What I've come to know is the right things of God, the devil fights them. And you find out that Satan, Lucifer, was a good musician. He used to take music ministry in heaven. He had all the nature, all the domain, all the idea, all the information, all the things concerning music was on him. So when the devil sees you actually trying to invest most of your time in singing for the Lord, worshiping the Lord, trying to compose new songs of worship to worship God. There and then the devil comes in to destroy your relationship between you and God. Because the deeper you worship, the more you understand God, the more you come near to God, the more new revelations will come upon you, the favor of God and the power of God will come upon you. So you find out that that's why the devil cries himself, tries that he should destroy music in the church. He destroys worship. You shouldn't worship. Most of the churches, actually, when you go to the churches, people don't worship. Don't go deeper in worshiping God. They say, just sing two, three songs and they make it a day, they go back home. But when you go deeper in the worship, automatically, if you came when you were sick, automatically God will heal you, because automatically the Bible says that God himself leaves the throne and he comes where a true worshiper is, he connects with you, then you are able to worship. And so, actually, I've been speaking to the people of God today, telling them that we have prayed, yes, we glorified. We have been preaching, yes. We are reading the word of God, yes, that is all good. But we have to go back on the roots. We have to go back on the reasons why God created man. God created man when everything on earth and everything actually you need to use is in existence. So when God came in, God just wanted relationship on earth, because we wouldn't have wrestled with demons and Lucifer and all the powers of darkness which we are on earth. Then he said, if I'm to leave now heaven to come to earth, whom should I talk to? Then he said, it has created man in our own likeness. But through all that, his major motive was to see someone who can worship him, to be with someone having the same character of his, but at the same time worshiping him. And so my dear brother is that if we should go deeper in worship, I'm telling you also that of the things that are going to come to us even without prayer, but because we have worshipped God in truth and spirit, things are going to turn over in Jesus' name.
And when you look at the use in their culture, music, praise to God, is very important. They have very beautiful music, very beautiful harmonies. One of the best musicians in the world, they are used. They were great musicians, violin, if you look in the history. So, you know, in the old days, in King David days, worship was a very important thing. Did you know it was more than 4,000 worshippers always praising God? Playing different instruments. Did you know that? They were taking turn to worship God, to play music, different instruments. And it was different, you can say it was different ways they did it. Sometimes only by music. Sometimes only by the word of God, nothing else but the word of God. Sometimes both with music and the word of God, as they were praising God. So, and they also had different expressions. It was like softer, more powerful, and even more powerful, you can say, all together. So it was very, you know, it would be so interesting to be there at these old days and seeing this with our own eyes and listen to it. I think it would be really powerful, this sound coming out from Jerusalem. But as we speak about this, Malika, let's look at the walls of Jericho. What did these people do? Actually, as we look into this situation, they were facing an enemy that was very big. It was these tall people of giants. And they were inside these huge walls that were so strong. It was like it was impossible to break through. If Israel did not remove this, they would have attacked them from behind later as they were going into the land. So they had to deal with it. It was not possible not to deal with it. But what should they do? We see that it was Joshua, the angel of God, the angel Michael came and spoke with this man and told him the strategy how to win. But they had to do it just like they were told. So, as we see this, what's happening, they were told to march around the city. To march around the city each day for 7 days. Each day, they were worshiping God. The worshiper was in the lead, worshiping God, just going around. It was, for them, an impossible task to tear down these walls. But they did not trust their own strength, their own power. They were trusting God. And they were acting on the word of God. Faith is moving. They went on the word of God. They went in circle each day. And on the seventh day, God had told them, am I right? They should go 7 times around this city the seventh day. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I do believe it was so.
It was 7 times.
Yes. And he told them, I want you all to scream out a victory scream, you can say, victory cry of victory. So the whole Israel had surrounded enemy. And they were crying out to God, his victory cry to God. And the power of God came. It was so strong. Do you know that the walls of Jericho was knocked down into the ground? It means the pressure from up have been so great to push these walls down in the ground.
Yeah.
And all, you know, the walls of Jericho was not falling outside. Falling from inside out, it could have hit the Israelites that was outside. No, it was falling from outside in. So, all these big stones were bearing these big people, these strong people inside these walls that have not been good to meet face to face in a battle because they were very big, large, and strong. It would be very hard to win. But all these giants, stones, were falling over these people. But what happened with one of the walls? It was almost intact. As it dropped down, it was like a highway into the center of Jericho, where the Israelites came straight into the center of Jericho. So the enemy had no chance. It was a great victory that day. So that's a very interesting story, Malika, about Jericho. But another thing that is very interesting to see, it was a woman in Jericho, Rahab. This woman, Joshua had sent out people to see how is it with this town. How can we win? They have been there spying on the enemy, but the enemy understood they were there and tried to find them. But this woman were hiding them, risking her own life, but she was hiding them. So they did not find these people from the Jews. They did not find them. So, what we see, this woman that had risked her life to save these Jews were not forgotten. They told her, when we go into this town, everybody that is in this house will not be touched. Everybody that comes into your house will not be laid one finger on. They will be unharmed. And she was putting up this red piece of cloth, you can say, that she had hung up into the window so people could see from outside. So when they come in, when the Jews came into this town, this woman was, her life was spared. They did not touch her life. Everybody in her house was spared. So you see, the Israelites were keeping their word. This woman, she was not touched. She saved her life, and all her family was saved too, because of what she did this day to these people. So that's a very special and interesting history, because we know this is history. We know this have happened. We have proof. We can look into the history. They will say, this is actually truth. This have happened. Something have happened to this city. We don't understand how it could happen like that. Because, if I'm right, the walls of Jericho was 10 meter thick. That's a lot, you know. 10 meter thick. But because they were, it was a people knowing God, worshipping God, the walls of Jericho was falling. The enemy had put all their trust in their walls. They said, nobody can defeat our walls. Our walls is impregnable. But God was able to shake those walls and let them fall.
You know, when we obey God, and we do what God has told us to do, do you know that many, many miracles are going to happen in our lives because of the obedience of the Holy Spirit and obeying what God is saying? Because, you know, God is so faithful. You know, the Bible says His way are not our way. The way He does things, not the way we do things.
You know, Malika, I made a recording of this because I was feeling like perhaps God has a message for us to bring out. And I think this message, Malika, that you share with us as you were speaking about it, to worship God, you know, as we look back to the situation with Paul, the circumstances should not say that they should worship God. They were put in prison. They had been beaten, and they were in chains, foot chains, inside the prison. And it was completely dark inside this prison. Why should I worship God? Because they love God, and they had the light inside their hearts. And the word of God that tells us to spread His word, the commandment of Jesus, go out into the world and speak to the nations. And he looked at himself as lucky to be suffering because of the name of Jesus. Because of Jesus, he had been beaten because he is speaking about him. But as we saw, Malika, the power of God came because they were singing worshiping songs of worship to God. Instead of feeling sorry for themselves, they were singing songs of worship to God. And the power of God came, and all the situation was changed. That is how we should learn from this man of God. When times come, and we see it can be tough, we can say, I don't feel like I want to worship now because so many negative things have happened. Actually, that is the time when you need to start worshiping God. Start to think about the goodness of God. Why do we worship God? The Bible tells us the Lord is good. That is always a reason to worship God, because God is good. And the Bible also tells us that God is love. For so God loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Why should we not worship God? He is our creator. He is the one that has created us. We are created in his image. Look at the beautiful things God has created. The flowers with beautiful colors, with beautiful smell. And the nature, the beautiful animals with different colors, with different shapes. You know, why should we not worship God, our creator? Yes, we should. That is what we are called to do. Because he deserves it. He is our creator. He is the one that made heaven and earth. Why should we not worship him? But the enemy don't want us to worship, because he knows there is a great power in worship to God. There is a great victory for us when we worship God. God gives us victory over the enemy. So I think this word that you shared, Malik, is an important word in this time here. When we see many things happen in this world, we see many Christians are suffering. People even get their head cut off. Terrible things are happening. It is so easy to only look about these things here and to be angry and to be hateful. But God wants us to look up. God wants us to look up and look at Jesus. God wants us to worship him and receive from heaven. What does God tell us today? What is the message from heaven today? You know? That is what God wants us to do. And if we listen, we hear that God is calling all people to come and to be saved. Listen, it says, the Bible, the bride, the Spirit of God says, come, you who are thirsty, come and drink of the living water. For nothing, it will not cost you anything, you can come and get it for free. And that God wants all people to be saved. He don't want one person to get lost. That is the truth. But to be saved, we need to come to Jesus. There is no other way. He is the door into heaven. How can we come into heaven without Jesus? It is impossible. We need to go through the door. Jesus is the door into heaven. God is calling all people to come. It is our responsibility as a grown-up to respond to this call from God and say, yes, I will come. I will come as I am, if you will accept me. And Jesus says, I accept you. Come. Come as you are. And as God touch our hearts, the Spirit of God do something inside our hearts, we are born again, then it will be possible to deal with many things. God will show us, this is not good to lie, this is not good to do this, because of that, you know. Then the Spirit of God is showing us. But the transformation needs to happen inside first. God has to come inside our hearts. The Spirit of God has to work on our inner side, inside our hearts, to do changes. Yes. Then it's possible for us to forgive, possible for us to do many things, to be set free from all these chains that the enemy wants to bind us within. So come to Jesus. Come as you are just now. Malika, will you lead us in prayer now? There can be a listener that wants to respond to the message today from God, to receive salvation. Let us pray together.
to my brother and sister who is listening to this message. I ask you if you are willing to give your life to Jesus Christ, to repeat these words after me. Dear Jesus, I say thank you for this message I've received and I've listened to today. I've known that you died for me, and from today you are my Savior. Forgive me all my sins. Wash me with your blood. Remove my name from the book of death and put my name in the book of life. I accept you into my life as the Lord and Savior over my life. Dear Jesus, be the Lord of everything of mine I'm doing. For your glory, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you that your word says, Lord, that nothing is impossible for you. I pray, Father God, for those who pray this prayer, that you will come over them with your mighty power, that you will break every chain, that you will remove every sickness from their body, Father God, and heal them completely in the name of Jesus. And give them your peace, the peace of God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Our Father God, we say thank you. The Bible says that you are the God who forgives all our iniquities and heals all our diseases. It's wonderful, dear Lord, we come unto you praying for any person listening to this message. Lord Jesus, forgive him or her. At the same time, my dear Father, heal that person who is sick. Heal the cancer. Heal the joints. Remove all the pains he has been passing through, also she has passed through. I ask you kindly, my dear Father, take control and totally deliver and heal. My Savior, every person suffering. Welcome your presence, Jesus. Welcome you, my dear Lord. And Savior, take in charge and take control to every man, to every old woman, to every daughter, to every child, to every son suffering. Let your will be done as you deliver that person in Jesus' name. Some of them have back loans they have not paid. Help them, my dear Father. Others, the truth is, my dear Father, they are suffering. No what to do, no job, no money. Economically, they are not okay. I ask you, kind Lord Jesus, take control, Lord, and let your will be done for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And the Bible tells us if someone is in Christ, they are a new creation. So God wants us to get a new mind, the mind of Christ. And to get the mind of Christ, we need to learn about Jesus, who he is, and who God is. We need to receive the word of God, to listen to the word of God. When we listen to the word of God, our faith is lifted, and our standing, our understanding is getting greater. So, what I meant was that we need to listen to the Word of God. If we don't have a Bible, it's possible to go to church and to listen to the Word of God and take contact with someone in the church, the pastor, so they can be taught about the ways of the Lord. Right, Malika?